First Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. That is definitely a true statement, but there are glimpses. Glimpses. I think the Temple of Solomon was a glimpse. I think what has took place in Israel from 1917 to 2016 is a glimpse. Let's go back to Isaiah 64:4. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O Yahweh, besides thee, what he hath prepared for them that what waiteth for him. Psalms 31:19. Oh, how great is thy goodness. Is that not a true statement? Do we believe it? Do we believe it? Do we show Yahweh that we do believe it? Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear, that's revere or respect thee, which thou hast wrought for them that what? Trust in thee before the sons of men. We have all come here tonight after unpacking our things, and I know some in here went to great detail unpacking all their things and getting it just in the right spot. Some of us are tired from our long trip. Some are hot. Well, it might get hotter, brothers, sisters, and friends. It might get hotter. And some of us are maybe a little downtrodden from not only all the issues in mine and your life in the brotherhood and also in the world. I mean, things are in pretty much of a mess, aren't they? If you just look at it. But look around you. We are sitting in an acceptable facility. We are sitting in an acceptable facility. And flowers are blooming. Flowers are blooming. Look at them. Aren't they beautiful? This building we're sitting in is called the Tabernacle. And the truth has been taught in this building since 1928. At Martinville, it's been taught all the way back to the 1890s. And that's what we here are trying to hold on to. Are you with us? Are you with us? Let's take a moment and take a deep breath. I had a nurse tell me to lay back and take a whole bunch of deep breaths. She was taking my blood pressure. And it didn't do any good. As fine as this place is, We should picture in our mind a better place. A better place. Think about that. A better place. The future kingdom here on earth. And that's been taught here since 1890. 1890, that has been taught at this institution right here. Do we have that picture in our mind? Do we have that picture in our mind? Okay, you've took your deep breaths. You've opened your eyes and we've got control of everything. The Bible shares that David, King David, the warrior king, fought on the temple of which he knew was a type of the temple in the future kingdom. David planned. He gathered materials. He prepared for the temple his son Solomon would build. Even into his last years, which were many times troubled by long bouts of sickness. We might ought to keep that in our minds when we feel like, well, we're not able to serve the Lord, to do His will daily. Solomon became co-ruler with David. He became co-ruler with David. And during this time, was able to relieve his father of the more difficult duties of governing the nation. With these responsibilities lifted from the shoulders of the aging king, his health improved. He had experienced in his younger days, he had experienced what can happen to man during idle times. Idle times, that's when the sin nature gets a hold of us. And that's why we need to be doing the work of the Lord, serving Yahweh. And that's what David did in his old age. You know, man can let the sin nature affect him even in his old age. You and me, brothers, you brothers that are elderly like I am, sin nature can affect what we say and do. So what did David do in these latter days of his life? He occupied his leisure time. What are you doing with your leisure time, brothers? He occupied his leisure time in a wonderful service to Israel. Israel, we are adopted Jews, brothers. By reorganizing the worship of the nation and the duties of the priests and the Levites. You can read all about that. 1 Chronicles chapter 22 through like 26 or 27. And he did something else. You know, David was into music. He wrote psalms and poetry. And he could arrange words with the melody. He could arrange the words with the melody. And now that's not easy to do. If you've ever tried to write a song, it's not easy to do. To get those words to match that melody. Now, at West Point, they study the war plans, or they used to, they may not now. They studied the war plans of David and Joab. And the key to that is David was an arranger. He was always arranging music. And he did something else. In his old age, the Psalms he had composed during his lifetime were carefully arranged for public service in the temple. King David had learned from the things he had experienced, and he forgot about all his triumphs and successes. David conquered all the enemies of Israel. Do you realize what a feat that was? It's awesome. He was a great general. And one other thing, most important, he loved Yahweh. But even so, he failed him in just a little bit of time, idle time. He failed miserably. King David forgot his own triumphs, successes, and failures, and looked to those of a greater than he. And who is that? Who is it? Jesus Christ. With his mind filled with the coming glory of Christ's reign on earth, David closed his eyes in the sleep of death, waiting for the resurrection. Waiting for the resurrection. So, brothers and sisters, let's take this week to think on these things. And what are they? What am I telling you? Keep the kingdom of God in your mind and serve the Lord daily. Serve the Lord. So, this week, let's prepare. Let's gather the materials that we need. Let's think on these things for this week to create that picture in our mind, right here in our mind, so that when we leave here, we are fortified. That's a military word, fortified. We are fortified to face the world, but more importantly, face Jesus Christ when He returns. We have a week of relative comfort. I said relative comfort because, let's face it, this is a rusty facility. It's rusty. We have a week of relative comfort without as many influences from the world. You realize how important that is? The world has come into our homes. It's took over our homes. It's trying to take over our lives. If we let it, it will. So, lay aside every weight and what the sin which so easily besets us. That's what happened to David. And David was a strong man. Let's lay it aside. Lay it aside and take this opportunity to build ourselves and one another up. Let's build each other up. Remembering Him, Jesus Christ, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross. And what did Jesus say? What did He tell His disciples? Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Do you have a picture of the kingdom in your mind? Let's think on this wonderful promise this week.